Thank you very much for the additional responses and clarification by the delegation. I can see that Ms. Rangita has the floor, but before I ask that you take maybe 1 minute to follow up as we wrap up, I would just like to go back to the response from the state party that we had actually spoken about your ESIA framework, which would also incorporate and would be adequately respond to the issue of forced ejections or forced evictions, because if you engendered and there were gender components within your ESIA, a review of that to accommodate these issues is what we're talking about. It is not the accusation per se, is that what mechanisms exist to protect women when there are issues of acquisition of land by investors, and that are there provisions within those contracts or those concessions that have components on gender, so that any fallout that impacts on them, there will be a redress mechanism inbuilt in your ESIA. I think that was what we discussed earlier on, and that is the issue rather than the allegation of forced eviction. That's an issue, but what's the response? What is on ground to respond to that? And we had discussed that earlier. So I think with what we agreed before, unless you have any other questions, we would like to thank you very much and bring this very extensive and long dialogue to a close. I would now ask, if I may, thank you. This concludes the consideration of the 10th periodic report of the Lao People's Democratic Republic. I would like to thank all of the experts for their questions and comments, and the representatives of the state party for the responses and explanations that were provided. I particularly want to thank Dr. Chandosa Fonethip for leading the delegation, and ask if you have maybe 1 or 2 minutes or a few comments that you would like to make to the responses, so that your concluding remarks, if you have any, I would give you the floor for concluding remarks. Thank you. You have the floor.